This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The counting of votes is underway for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana. The counting commenced at 8 this morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. In Jammu and Kashmir, the fate of 873 candidates is being decided in today's counting. 28 counting centres have been set up across the Union Territory. Polling for 90 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir was held in three phases on 18th and 25th of September and 1st of this month. Former Chief Minister and National Conference leader Omar Abdullah is leading from Budgam and Gandharbal seats. Riaz Ahmed Khan of National Conference is ahead from Anantnag East. Sajjad Ghani Lone of J&K People's Congress is leading in Handwara. Mohammad Yusuf Tarigami of CPIM is ahead in Kulgam. Dr. Bashir Ahmed Viri of National Conference is leading from Bij Behra seat of Anantnag district against Iltija Mufti, daughter of PDP chief Behbooba Mufti. BJP candidate Balwant Singh Mankotia is leading from the Chennai constituency of Udhampur. In the Union Territory, trends are available for all 90 seats. Jammu and Kashmir National Conference in 41. Bharatiya Janata Party is leading in 22. Indian National Congress 8. Jammu and Kashmir People's Democratic Party 2. Jammu and Kashmir People Conference 3. J&K National Panthers Party India 1. Jammu and Kashmir All Alliance Democratic Party 1. Communist Party of India Marxist 1. Democratic Progressive Azad Party 1. Independents in 10. In Haryana, 90 counting centres have been set up across 22 districts. Polling for 90-member Haryana Assembly took place on 5th of October. Today's result is deciding the fate of 1,031 candidates. Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini is leading from Ladwa seat. Former Chief Minister Bhupendra Singh Hooda leading from Gari Sampla Kiloi seat in Rohtak. Independent candidate Devinder Kadyan leading in Gadnor seat. In the state, trends are available for 90 seats out of 90 seats. BJP is leading in 46, Congress is leading in 38, Indian National Lok Dal in 4 and Independents in 2. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has formed an internal committee to oversee a comprehensive review of the Income Tax Act 1961. The Ministry of Finance said that the goal of this committee is to make the Act concise, clear and easy to understand, which will reduce disputes, litigation and provide greater tax certainty to taxpayers. The Ministry also invited suggestions on the Income Tax e-filing portal. The suggestions are invited under four categories that are simplification of language, litigation reduction, compliance reduction, and redundant or obsolete provisions. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakravarti will be honoured with the Dadasaheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. Rishabh Shetty will receive the Best Actor Award for his stupendous performance in the Kannada film Kantara. Maldives President Mohamed Muizu and First Lady Sajida Mohamed are scheduled to visit Taj Mahal today. Akashvani correspondent reports that upon his arrival at the Agra airport, Mr. Muizu and his wife will be welcomed by State Minister Yokendra Upadhyay on behalf of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Superintending archaeologist Agra Circle Rajkumar Patel informed that Taj Mahal will be closed for 2 hours for the general public during his visit. Maldivian President is scheduled to visit Mumbai today and Bengaluru tomorrow before returning to Male on Thursday. Indian benchmark equity indices opened in the green today. Sensex was up 354 points or 0.44% to trade at 8,404 when the reports last came in. Nifty was up 90 points or 0.36% at 24,886 points. In badminton, the Arctic Open 2024 is all set to commence today at Vantaa, Finland. The six-day event will conclude on 13th of this month. Indian star shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen will be seen in action for the first time since the Paris Olympics campaign. Shuttler Kidambi Srikanth is also part of India's 12-member squad for the event. And in ICC Women's T20 World Cup, Australia will face New Zealand in the Group A match at Sharjah Cricket Stadium in UAE today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.